I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome back. It's the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest here live at Blaine's Farm in Fleet 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. Thanks to our presenting sponsors, Annex Wealth Management, Bayview Shade and Blind, also Blaine's Farm and Fleet for hosting us here as they have the last 13 years. Also tomorrow out in Waukesha at the Blaine's Farm and Fleet, you can find from 4 to 6, Bart Winkler and Chuck Freeman live out there as we will be out here from 2 to 6 for the rest of the week. They're out here 6 to 10 in the morning, then Bill Michaels 10 to 2, who celebrates a birthday today, along with Giannis Antetokounmpo. How about that? Joining us now inside the Bears Sunroom Studios, my boss, the owner of the Milwaukee Admirals, also minority stake owner in the Milwaukee Brewers. He's here to talk everything Harris Tour. Harris, appreciate you being here.
Baby Tosh, this is an honor. And it's also an honor to wear the same headphones that Johnny Mack wore.
No doubt about it. And it's cool to be in here, and you get to see so many different faces of Milwaukee. But people call you Mr. Milwaukee a lot of times when I'm out here.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that designation, but I love being here and able to help out. And now I got Gary Ellison checking out my Cole Haan. So.
Oh, see, he Gary knows a few things about Cole Haan shoes.
I think he's got some on himself. So
right, let me prop him up, Billy.
Are those your? some black Cole Haans.
That's yes. How you do it. Just throw them up.
Looking good, like lightweight.
Are they lightweight? Stylish. Best pair of shoes I ever owned in my life.
I love
them.
Let
me get you a pair.
How many pairs you got of those?
I got about 10, 15 pairs. No, I'm serious.
I know you are.
I got boots. I got some of them, right? I think, don't Nike now own them or something?
They used
like that?
To. They used to. Own them. Yes.
How did that work? Do you remember?
They owned them and then they got rid of them.
Why did they do that?
Make
it just
money.
Wasn't within what they wanted to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See, now we get the business side of it from
I think actually. A private equity firm actually
really?
bought them, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Those are the kinds of stories you can get with Harris Tour out here because he knows the business side of just about everything. The business side of the Milwaukee Admirals just finished up a 13-game winning streak.
Unbelievable, right?
Incredible. Yeah. And then out at home on Friday night, that's going to be a great one as well.
Yeah, we'll just get right back on the bicycle and start another winning streak. You know, it's a long season when you know people like get all excited about this, and we were a lot of fans were, but at the same time, it's a marathon. You're going to have ups and downs, and you know, you got to be prepared for that. And, you know, we have a really talented team, and it's going to be a fun ride, I think, all season long.
And that's the cool part about it because there's a lot of things going on out at the Milwaukee Admirals, UW Panther Arena. If you haven't gone to get tickets at MilwaukeeAdmirals.com is where you do all of that because it's the 50th anniversary and some great things going on for that 50th anniversary.
Absolutely. People have just seen online we started showing off one of our new logos that we're using. So people who don't know, the Admirals were originally named the Admirals not because of a nautical theme, but because the guy who owned the team was a distributor for Admiral Refrigerator products.
Really?
So we came up with the idea, hey, we got to do a refrigerator-style jersey. And the gentleman who we use to do all of our work, I sent him the idea. He came up with a fabulous new logo that we'll be using in April. But there's already merchandise out there. Our great merchandise person, Sarah Schumer, has some stuff out and more on its way. So that's been well received. And we'll
did you say this stuff coming what out. The new logo? Did you say what the new logo is? Or
it's a refrigerator.
So how do we make that look good?
It's a refrigerator playing hockey.
Does it have arms, legs?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and it's got an electrical cord and the whole thing.
Oh my God.
who did you
get to do all that?
So
for
we
you?
Have a guy down in Kentucky who I was like I went to originally redo our logo. Mm-hmm. Saw a piece in a sports business magazine called Sports Business Journal, and he had done a team out in the state of Washington called the Hops. Mm-hmm. And he had this fun logo for the Hops, and they were selling tons of merchandise mm-hmm. because of the logo. I called him up. Turned out he did a ton of stuff from NFL, Major League Baseball, you name it. Our logo got tremendous reception. When we first came out with it, our jersey got. Mm-hmm. Number 11 all time in hockey, and we had never even worn it.
Right.
So I went to him for this. Are
wow.
you sure?
Billy, I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay, Billy's calling up, and you'll see how much fun it is. So we're really
and
excited.
So is it on sale or not on sale yet?
Not the jersey, but just some merchandise with the logo on
okay.
it. So.
Now, was there a big breakout? Because the Brewers just did something.
Right, they redid their whole thing.
Right.
That's a bigger deal. We do have a 50th logo we introduced,
okay,
and we also did like things like this.
Okay.
Next year, we're going to be announcing we're going to have a third jersey as well.
Oh, my.
So lots of fun things coming down the pipe.
Now, when you just mentioned the Milwaukee Brewers there, people don't understand what kind of a process that is to rebrand the logo. They talked about starting these conversations in, what, 2015?
Yeah.
Is when this all came about?
Our process was about a year and a half, and I remember the first time I spoke to the guy, we were on the phone for like 90 minutes mm-hmm. talking about what we wanted, what our goals were. We're talking about all the branding and things that you can do. And, you know, then he eventually sent me some things, and it was just a process. It's
right.
not just, oh, here's a logo, go for it. Mm-hmm. It is not like that. If right. you're working with someone who's really good.
Right, right. Now, do you have to get league approval for that,
yes.
or how does that work?
Yep.
Okay.
You take it, and our league is a little different. Major League Baseball's got a lot more layers than our league does, which is good for us. We're happy about that.
And as we've talked about now, the 13-game winning streak snapped, though, but the way that the team has kind of developed from last year and just late into last year, I remember talking to you a couple of times and thinking if they were going to be able to make it into the playoffs, if we were going to have playoff hockey here in Milwaukee, and then all of a sudden it sparked on us, and then they kind of just started rolling in right away into this year.
You know, congrats to our friends in Nashville, Scott Nickel, who is our general manager. Scott came in and wanted to add some real quality parts to our team, and they did. In fact, we had one gentleman who is not even with us right now, Daniel Carr. He was the MVP of our league last year playing mm-hmm. Chicago. They signed him with the idea of, you're going to play in Milwaukee or get some chances with Nashville. So when you had a quality piece like that, we have Frederick Gaudreau. He has not been able to play many games due to some injury, but I think he might be coming back this weekend. Here's a guy who had 3 goals in the Stanley Cup Finals, and he's back with our team. That's a huge piece for us. We got stronger on the defensive side. An additional goalie who super high quality.
Really
guys.
Good player.
Right. So when you add those kind of key pieces to our team, we're tough each and every night to play against.
And you get Troy Grosnick in net most of the times, number one from Brookfield, Wisconsin. How about that? That works out too.
First local guy to ever play for the Admirals.
Really?
Yes.
So now
why
how
would think Britain. That because the Wisconsin hockey has been so good, you would have thought you'd have had more.
You'll have more, I think, as the years progress. I think your points are Wisconsin hockey's gotten so much better. Mm-hmm. High quality guys. I think you'll see more guys coming down the pike.
And as that develops, how does that work? Because I mean when we're watching the Milwaukee Brewers, Milwaukee Bucks, and the Brewers pick somebody up from San Antonio. And,
right.
and for you, now you see the other side of it. How difficult can that be, marketing players, and then all of a sudden you get there to March 26th when you have the tickets in. Well, now they're playing for the big team out in Nashville.
Right. And that's something we've talked about for many years. We'd love to market our players, and we do, they're out in the community. We do things with
100%.
Them, but it's not just, hey, come see this guy.
Right.
It's come see Admirals hockey. Come see a concert. Come and have fun. And that's really
and that's
what
how you
got to
promote it. Yeah, yeah. You can't promote a player. You don't know how long he's going to be. Is
right.
that is that why you do it?
Yeah. Because otherwise they'll say, come see Gary Ellerson play.
Right.
Oh, he's playing with
and
the Predators now.
The NFL is much that way. I mean, the NFL don't promote players. That's why they don't let NFL players take their helmets off during games. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
They want that to be covered, and they want you to come see that logo, the NFL, not so much the players. Now
you cheer for the for the logo.
You cheer for the logo. The NBA is different. Come see LeBron James.
Yes.
Come see
Giannis. That's always been that way.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. A little bit different.
So the 50th anniversary of Admirals hockey, we have a check here that we're going to open up here in just 1 second from the Milwaukee Admirals and Harris Stewart. But we got to take a quick timeout. You got another segment in you?
Of course.
Awesome, because we got to talk some Milwaukee Brewers.
I bet.
As, they made a lot of decisions this last couple of days, and we need to get into all of them. Harris Stewart in the studio. He is the owner of the Milwaukee Admirals, minority stake owner in the Milwaukee Brewers as well in that ownership group. And we have a lot of great sponsors to thank here, but also a sponsor that we have all year long, Gary's good friend Dean Murray.
Yeah, my good friend over at Dean Murray, 76 and Layton Plaza, Brookfield. off of Blue Mile Road in Tri-City National Bank building, guys, in a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Listen, if you're looking for a piece of jewelry, and I know everybody has a jewelry guy. Everybody should have a jewelry guy.
Hopefully my wife's not listening.
Well, and I want her to listen, but I'm talking directly to you. If you're looking to
You are.
Yeah, yeah. If you're looking to get, you know, the best price on a piece of jewelry, it's going to be at a jewelry center. My good friend Dean Murr is the owner. He's been there for a long, long time, and he's got three different locations. And don't be, you know, shocked when you walk in there. There's going to be people in there because everybody knows where to go get the best possible deal. So if you're looking for that, you walk in the door, Dean's the owner, you ask for Dean Murr yourself. He's always there in the building. Bill, you can vouch for that, right?
Oh, 100%, always you're there.
Good friends of your family.
Yes, longtime friends. Yeah. Grew up with his son, watched his son actually ride a bike, flip over that bike, and then get back up and ride it the rest of the way to school.
So good. He's a local guy, been around Wisconsin for a long time, born and raised here. So go check him out today. It is Dean Murray, and it's at the Jewelry Center, three locations, 76 and Layton Plaza, in Brookfield off of Blue Mile Road, Tri-City National Bank building, and a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin.
And thanks to Americash Loan, Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, who was out here yesterday with the mayor of Oak Creek, dropping off a big check along with Prime Cigar Bar in Brookfield, along with Tayback Law, LLC. We're out here at the 13th Annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services. Thanks to Annex Wealth Management, Bayview Shade and Blind for helping us out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson. Come on out. We're here till 6 o'clock taking your toy donations, monetary donations. We have their dip jars ready to go. If you can only swipe your debit card, we'll run on out there, make a donation, and you're on your way. Appreciate everybody who's donated already, and can't wait to see everybody else. We're here with Harris Tour on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live from the 13th Annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, on The Fan.
The Wendy's Big Show live at the 13th Annual WSSP Toy Drive. Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services are the beneficiaries, and really it's the children that are the beneficiaries of what we're doing here for the week of December 3rd or 2nd through the 6th. And guys, two more full days left, still about over 2 hours left for you to be out here today. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Elk Creek. We're taking monetary donations. We also do them online. 1057fmthefan.com is where you go, and you'll be segued right into it. If you're on the other side of the city, if you're on the west side, Blaine's in Waukesha tomorrow, 4 to 6. Bart Winkler and Chuck Freeman will be out there taking toy donations as well. We're hanging out with Harris Tour, owner of the Milwaukee Admirals, minority stake owner in the Milwaukee Brewers, but also, as we're hearing here in the break, Badger football fan.
I am, but my wife's the really big fan. So
why? Well, she's a big fan.
Well, she went there, and she's a diehard.
Oh, Wisconsin.
No,
she's a big sports fan in general.
She is a big sports fan.
Yeah,
she's become a hockey fan because of me. But
well, she better be.
Think she was a big. She liked hockey, but she's a huge Badger fan.
Well, good.
Yeah. So what do you feel about this weekend? You excited? Badgers and Buckeyes? A little trepidation, a little nervousness.
Well, Gary and I were talking here in the break, and I mean, it's going to be tough. We saw what happened to them the first time they went to Ohio State.
They played a half plus.
They took the lead early in that second half and then completely fell apart and looked dominated. So what happens here remains to be seen. It is a neutral field. They're not at Ohio State.
It's not going to be driving
rain.
It's
going to be a tough situation, but you know what? It's going to be interesting. I think you have to know that Ohio State's in this thing. The question is, what seed are they in?
Right.
So it'll be interesting. You never know. That's why they play the game.
Right.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. That's for sure. Right. Now, what about the Milwaukee Brewers? As there was plenty of news to be had yesterday from the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, your dealings with David Stearns, with everybody in the ownership group, a lot of decisions to be made this year. That's for sure.
Yeah. You know, I think as the organization looks forward, and looks at their minor league system, looks at where they are. The idea going forward is we got to get more young, controllable talent.
Yeah.
And the Brewers are not going to survive just buying high-end free agents. You know, we saw Zach Wheeler today. The Brewers are not going to compete in that market and have five or six of those guys. They don't. We don't have the payroll to do that. But what we can do is get a lot of good young players. I heard from someone say, well, you're getting rid of all the fan favorites. Well, first of all, we still got this Yelich kid. He's not bad.
He's pretty decent.
Right. We got Hira. He's an up-and-coming star. And you still have, at least today, we have Lokane, we have Braun, we have other guys. There's going to be new stars. There's going to be new fan favorites as we go forward. And where we go, I mean, I just know that Sparky, who's standing right over here, once said to me, David Stearns is a bad man.
Yep.
I think we got to give David time. He's got money to spend and positions to fill.
David Stearns is out here tomorrow at 5 o'clock out here at the Toy Drive, and he was out here the last couple of years as well. And as we all know, I'm a huge David Stearns fan. But.
We got a but.
Oh, yes, we do. The but is, similar to Aaron Rodgers, or Giannis at this point, who's got a Supermax possibly getting ready to sign next summer, but we don't know if that's going to happen or not, but that's what the hope is. With Aaron Rodgers, you've got, what, 3, 4, 5 years left of Aaron Rodgers, and then that ride is over. Then you have to hope to find somebody else. I kind of look at Christian and hope you catch lightning in a bottle, and you kind of continue to press it until you can't press it anymore. Yelich is gone. If that's what happens, okay, then you have to rebuild. In the meantime, you're redoing the roster and you're reloading but still being competitive. Rebuild, in my mind, is having a bunch of young guys that you hope will develop in the next couple of years, and you're going to give them that opportunity at the major league level and hope it all works out. That's how I look at it. Now, I don't know which way the Brewers are going to go with this thing, but when you say young, controllable talent, I'm thinking in my brain, and we don't know, David Stearns has done nothing to break my trust necessarily. In my brain, I'm thinking, okay, well, we're going to take a step back this year because we're going to play with a bunch of younger players that are going to be trying to make their way here.
Well, we don't. The minor league system is sort of bare in terms.
Horrible.
Right. Until you get down to there's a few guys you can mention. You can mention Drew Rasmussen, Ethan Small on the pitching side. You have young players. I was talking to Billy before on one of the breaks. We were talking about Feliciano, Peyton Henry. But they're not. I mean, maybe a couple of the pitchers could be here at some point during the season. But there's not a ton that is ready to help this team. So getting guys who can help us now will be important. And there are a few key positions. We know what they are. There's first base. There's third base.
Yep.
We need a starting catcher. I don't think they're going to go in with Manny Pena being their number one, at least not right now. And then we'll see where this goes. And
the other thing. The other thing about this, too, and I feel bad because you got here before Stearns. But, yeah, because I've had this all bottled up, so I'm just going to let it all out a little
bit.
Just
hold on to it till tomorrow.
And Harris has known me long enough to know that this is kind of how I get. The other part about this is I hear people saying, fans, not anybody in the organization, fans saying, great. So now we show up, we support, all these people show up, and we do everything we can to support them. They tell us if we show up, they'll continue to spend the money. We've been showing up the last couple of years. They see all these people leave. They see Moustakas sign for what he signs with. Again, I wouldn't have paid him either. Grandal sign for what he signs, right? And they go, great, so now a payroll is going to drop again, even though we've been out there supporting the team. I've argued on the air that I think payroll should go up from what it was last year because you're going to have all this extra revenue coming with 100 different new logos that you have for the Brewers now, all these new jerseys, all these new shirts. You launch it right before Black Friday. Brilliant. Then you're going to get all the Christmas presents bought for everybody else too. So from that perspective, I think payroll probably should go up this year compared to what it was last year because you have this additional revenue stream that you necessarily didn't have last year.
Well, I'm not going to get into in tremendous detail of the budgeting. I will say, you know, the Brewers don't just – it's not like, here comes all this revenue and it only goes to payroll.
Sure.
There are other assets, other things that this team spends money on and invests, and it is
– Well, you just redid the whole spring training complex.
Right. That didn't just happen for free. So there are other things, and being in this market, the revenues are great. Our fans – I mean, it's ridiculous how loyal the fans are in this community. It is. It is. We are so fortunate to have the fans that we do, not only in this area, but across the state. And this organization, I think Mark Adonasio has proven over and over, David Stearns has proven over, we care about the fans, and we are going to put out a really good competitive product. Let's see what happens. Let's see what David does, not only in free agency, but through trades, and see what this whole thing looks like. I'm just waiting to see.
So in David Stearns, we trust, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and that's the coolest part for you is there's the side of the business side where you see the business side of it. You know that part of it. But also, there's not many people that love the Milwaukee Brewers like Harris Stewart does.
Agreed.
No, I live and die with the team. My wife will tell you, I watch those games incessantly. It's just nonstop. I'm a huge fan. I listen to the post-game show after.
Right.
So my son and I, we're just huge fans, and I believe that we will have a really good team. Let's see what happens.
Do you get out to spring training at all?
I haven't been able to. A lot of it, my kids both play hockey, and so they've always had things in March, and then there's just always been something that gets in the way. And now spring training, not being as deep into March, it starts now more in February, and opening day is March 26th. It's right. even shorter, so right. it's going to be tough.
Right.
It's a crazy time in baseball, especially with the labor piece going on as well and that side of the business as well. But being able to capitalize on the market, I think, has been one thing that David has done tremendously, right? You get the one-year deal for Mike Moustakas. You get the one-year deal for Yasmani Grandal. I think fans are kind of waiting for that guy, and like we would like to have it under the tree, but if you're going to sign for a one-year deal in Major League Baseball, you're probably not signing before December 15th.
Exactly. There have been these few deals, and some have surprised me, but let's wait and see how the markets play out, right. because after a few of those high-end guys, then there's going to be a lot of people left out there who have value, who can really help a team.
Well, you got 60 home runs, 70 home runs to replace.
They have to figure out a way to get those runs. Absolutely. Hopefully our new young player, Urias, will help this team out. I think he's got a lot of potential. They didn't trade for a guy who's a Punch and Judy hitter.
No doubt about it. And they also didn't grab Eric Lauer, who's going to be a slouch in the rotation. They got him controllable for 4 or 5 years.
Let's see what he can do for us.
And they needed to even out that rotation as well because they were extremely right-handed dominant. Now you get a left-hander in there, fun dude. I'm excited to talk to him because I've heard that he's just a great interview. Steve, you got the khakis on. I'll let you handle this check.
Those are the corporate khakis.
The corporate khakis.
And I want to say on behalf of the Admirals, we always come with a check. We love what you guys do. This is such an important thing during the time of giving, and so we're always so happy to support this great event. Happy to be on the show, and it's really an honor.
Well,
we thank you for what you guys
are
doing.
And we'd like to apologize on behalf of the radio station to the Milwaukee Admirals because I didn't realize until I was listening to Bart Winkler this morning on his show that John Greenberg was on this morning and you were on today. And between the two shows and the radio station, we completely jinxed the hell out of your winning streak, and it ended last night. So we'd like to apologize.
All I can say is I watched our game on Sunday, and I have no idea how we won the game. We lost. I think your coaches, the coaches would tell you the same. So maybe it was coming. But it's a marathon, and I really believe this is a really high-quality team. We're going to do some good things over the course of the year. We'll have more winning streaks coming.
Well, I was lucky that I have a boss like Harris because I was at the game when we broke the franchise record 11th. Yeah. And as I'm about to do my open, I'm like, we're going after a franchise record winning streak. And everybody looked at me like, did you really just say that? You're going to jinx it? Yeah. The only man in there that said, you're fine, we're going to win it for sure, was this man right over here, Harris Tour. Appreciate it, Harris. This has been awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary and Sparky.
Thanks, buddy.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you to the Milwaukee Admirals as well, and thank you to everybody that's been donating for us out here as well at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. It's the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robins Nest Community Services. We're going to talk some Packers football with Ryan Wood coming up, along with the chief nursing officer at Children's Hospital. Gilbert's still in there?
Yeah.
He just got his gigantic Wendy's burger, the Dave's Double, and Sheila's like, what do I put on it? I said, everything. Just the kitchen sink. Everything you got in the kitchen, put it on the burger and let Gilbert go get it. Gilbert will take care of it.
Yeah, he'll figure it out.
She brought us some family chili. She brought us some chicken nuggets, all kinds of stuff. And then that frosty birthday cake sundae I'm going to have. Frosty with sugar cookies and rainbow sprinkles on it.
Gary, you might lose.
You said frosty. No. Wait,
you might lose.
Birthday cake flavored frosty.
Two.
Wow. It's amazing.
Look how happy Leroy looks.
Well, Leroy looks happier than Gilbert. Look at it. He looks happier than Gilbert. Look at it.
A lot of smiles when the Wendy's comes around. A lot of smiles when Wendy's comes around. We got more of the Wendy's Big Show after this on The Fan.
You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live from the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robins Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. On The Fan.
So Wendy's Big Show live out here from the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive,
benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services. Presented by Annex Wealth Management, Bayview Shade and Blind, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan, and the freeradio.com app.
Want to thank Tom Gordy and Allstate out there. They've been freezing out there all afternoon. Tom Gordy's insurance agency coming out here and being a big part of this. So thanks to them for helping out. Also, let's talk about something else that's near and dear to all of our hearts. With Christmas just over 3 weeks away, and as you work down your list of gifts for friends, family, coworkers, at the office, or best neighbors, here is an easy item which pleases nearly everybody: a gift of delicious meat products from Robert Specialty Meats. The perfect holiday gift, which shows you great taste, is a Robert Specialty Meats ribs on a stick gift box.
Mmm,
that's a thing.
Or ribs on a stick
gift box. Or you can create a gift box of such items, including their legendary Al Capone Italian pork roast, hand-cut steaks, or an assortment of original sausages and brats with over 30 varieties to choose from. Not sure what to buy? No problem. Roberts has gift cards, which can be redeemed throughout the year and be appreciated by those for your good taste. Call Roberts today, 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT. When you visit, be sure to sample some of the original Cherrywood Smoked Beef Sticks or Jerky, including a new bourbon-flavored jerky.
Now, that's right up your alley.
You know that's right. Perfect snack treats anytime. You can check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, there's only one place: Robert Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage, 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
On the Buzz of the Day, we're out here for the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, and we have been from 6A to 6P all week long, and we'll continue to do so tomorrow and Friday. But tonight, after Bucks and Pistons, hopefully I'm doing a celebration post-game show for the 13th consecutive victory. That's a Baker's dozen, baby.
They're going to beat them by 40. That'd be, what, three games in a row?
That'd be
40
or more? They hadn't done it twice, and they just dismantled the New York Knicks the other night by 44. And, I mean, I could have started that post-game show in the middle of the second quarter.
It was
over from Jump Street. And the Charlotte game a couple of days before, all of a sudden you blink and you're like, wait, is it really 26-8? Yeah, and it gets away from you that quickly. So it's Bucks at Pistons tonight. It's a 6 o'clock tip-off. They go for their 13th consecutive win. The franchise record is John McLaughlin. Kindly reminded us all, is 20, as he knows that team
that would be the Lakers
very, very
game?
Well. That would be the Lakers game on the 19th.
Ah, beautiful.
What team is that?
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, okay.
They will be in town on December 19th. That's Thursday night.
We said that yesterday.
Some people like to call it Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah.
So it'll be a party, that's for sure, after the Bucks win 20
straight. I'm not going to let y'all bully me. Just like most young men and women get bullied because they're not Packer fans. Yeah, they pick on kids because they don't walk around.
Oh, I used to just harass kids that wore Viking stuff to school.
See, that's not nice.
Oh, man.
God is good. We're all in the same sandbox. It's just some kids are different. And I may be different because I'm a Laker fan. But that's born and raised. Laker fan. So yesterday, Steve tried to shame me. Who you'll take, bro? Laker. Laker. I mean, I just.
That's what it is. That's okay.
So I'm supposed to get just.
Supposed to get.
Bullied by Steve. Think I'm,
no. Throw the jab right back.
I think it'll be Faker. Faker.
Faker.
If I said, yeah, I'm a big Bucks fan, but I'm just here since 1990.
Just
that's
here.
Different. If you're a Bears fan and you're from Chicago.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to give you a hard time. It's just the people. And we'll be down at the Brat Stop.
They have no bandwagon.
Next Friday.
Down there at the Brat Stop. People were going from there all the way up in 1986 when the Bears won. Packer fans. They say, I give up. Y'all terrible. I'm going that way to be a Bears fan. 1990 with me and Gilbert Brown, which you'll hear shortly. When we start winning, those people try to come back. Mm-mm. We stopped them at the Brat Stop. Nope, can't come back. You stay over there with Mr. Trubisky and company. Come back. Nope. So that's
company.
Different. If you're official team when you was a little kid, that's different. You're a front runner if you just back it. Oh, I'm a Bucks fan.
Right.
But when the Bucks were losing, you was a Laker fan. You was a Chicago Bull fan.
No, we sat through that
Or
pain.
Say it this way, you're a Wisconsin Badger fan, and they lose this weekend to Ohio State. You're like, you know what? I'm a Buckeyes fan.
Right. That happens a lot.
Oh,
a
for
lot.
Sure it does. No doubt about it.
But if you're a real fan, you're a fan.
Then you're true and
we're 105.7 FM The Fan. You can go to our radio.com app and rewind everything you missed today.
Man, look at that kind of branding. That is the kind of branding
man,
we like.
Miss trained me well. It took 2 days to train me.
Make sure you go on the pad now, not the carpet.
Let me tell you this, though. They
I
will,
don't think you can say that.
They ahead, will please. Definitely train their employees much better, and they're ready to do all the remodeling you need over at Pella Windows and Doors. If you're going to get some new windows, that's the place to do it because they're trained up to do it in the snow and the cold.
I did hear that Gina loves me better than you guys. It's no offense, though.
Leroy, you know you're my favorite.
But you can go over there, Gary, right, and they'll treat everybody like you a star, not just us. So that's a good thing about Pella Window and Doors. And we've talked about this for time and time again. This time of year, if you hear the whistling sound, Steve, if your window is leaking, you see the condensation.
Leroy, when I lie in bed, I can feel a breeze going over my face.
No, that ain't good, cuz. That ain't good.
That's your money going out the window.
You know, and a lot of people ask me, well, how do they do that? You know, how do they install? Well, here's how they do it, guys.
Tell them how to do it.
First, Pella certified seal off a room from the rest of the house. Next, they remove each old leaky window one at a time. And before moving on to the next one, they fill that space with a new energy-efficient Pella window in a matter of just minutes. And we talk about styles, guys. They got 9 styles of windows to fit your particular taste with luxurious wood to fiberglass. Guys, go check them out today. Pella Window Doors of Wisconsin. Check out the new Experience Center on Blue Mound Road in Brookfield.
Want to thank Jamie, Tyler, Mark, and everybody else for donating. All 3 of those just came through in the last couple of minutes. Donations that we've had out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. We'll talk some Packers football with Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. Next, live from the Toy Drive, 13th annual benefiting Children's Wisconsin in Robin's Nest here on The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
It's the Wendy's Big Show live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek for the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive, benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services. Thanks to our corporate sponsors, Annex Wealth Management, Bayview Shade and Blind with us all year, along with our official bank of the Toy Drive. That is Great Midwest Bank. Toy donations can also be
toys for last month, Billy, for this Toy Drive at all the locations.
It?
They had a head start before we even got on the air.
Man.
That's going to be a lot of toys when they stop by. Hey, Gilbert's back over here. Hey, man, you get that huge Wendy's Days Double? Ryan Woods, we'll get to Ryan Woods momentarily. How is that Wendy's Days Double?
Lord, Lord, Lord. This seat about to break.
Why don't we?
Because they put everything on it, didn't they?
Oh, my God.
Twice.
And I'm not even a bacon fan on my hamburger, but God damn.
Can we just start from the top?
Tippy?
No, did we do Fazoli's as well or no?
Well, yeah, I don't know what he ate for Fazoli's, but he got the Dave's double. Sheila brought over here
what is it?
Fazoli's, not enough meat.
Fazoli's. No meat.
Not enough meat, okay.
Not enough meat. So we're going to talk. I'm going to talk to Mr. Fazoli himself.
Okay.
Try to add up the meat?
Yeah, it got to be bumpy or something, man.
Right. Well, I think the issue, the issue was Leroy,
big lasagna, man.
Yesterday, walked over there while they had the chicken Alfredo.
Yeah.
Just dumped out all the breadsticks into the one container, said, all right, here's dinner. Just started scooping all of the chicken in there. That was it. That was dinner.
You tell when stuff free, don't you?
And then you move, and you got the burger. What was all on the burger then?
Man. Well, if we started
Wendy's.
Off with the bases.
Uh-huh.
2 big old patties.
Uh-huh.
Fresh, cheese, never frozen.
Cheese underneath.
Neat.
4 slices of tomato. Not tomatoes, tomato.
Yeah.
Tomato, yeah.
Onion.
Yeah.
A stack of onions.
Uh-huh.
Probably about 3 or 4 slices of lettuce.
Uh-huh.
And then they put that bacon on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's beyond the Baconator.
That
it yeah. felt like it was 5 pounds.
Probably was.
So y'all might need to leave out of here in 5 minutes because something brewing under here.
Something brewing.
Now
something
you can
brewing.
Smell this fire now we you, got going over here.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a little worse than that.
Did you try the chili yet?
I can't. If I ate them beans, y'all for real there, wouldn't be in here.
There's no beans in it, I don't think.
There's no beans in the chili.
There's beans in there.
There's beans in there. There's beans in there, man.
Don't do that
meat.
To us.
It's all meat in the chili.
No, y'all don't want your boy eat that chili.
Really?
Y'all would never have me on the show again.
You blow him out?
Man.
Is this what we call this, the Bear Studio?
Bear Sunroom Studio.
How you spell that?
B-E-A-R.
Oh, Bear. Okay.
Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Isn't that
this
disgusting?
Is nice, though.
Yeah.
It sure is.
They need a spokesperson?
No, we
could. Because I need about three of these in my backyard.
Three of them. They probably do.
Three of them. Mama need one, and I'm going to take two. Mama put all the flowers and stuff in there.
Right. Oh, she stole
and
the
sit
flowers.
There and crochet
yeah.
all day.
Yeah, she will. She loves.
Yeah,
she got to put a little heat in there like that for her?
Yeah, Mama. Oh, she be so mad sometimes she don't need no heat.
Oh, because she hot.
Oh, yeah.
She
goes coming out of here.
You got a podcast coming?
Yeah, my podcast is coming on. I'm on episode 7. We're going to do episode 8 probably Friday.
Uh-huh.
So it's been going good, man. It's been going good. You know, our main topic, we don't just talk about football.
Yeah.
We talk about movies and cars and westerns and girls, like I said. So the topic last week was I'm pissed off because they moved back my movie I've been waiting on for a long time.
What is that?
Godzilla versus King Kong.
Oh, yeah.
They pushed it back all Classic. The way to next November.
Oh, no.
It's supposed to come out in March.
That's a big pushback.
Man.
Now, how they find it? Where they can find it at?
Well, oh, my. It's on Apple Podcasts. Okay. Apple Podcasts. Spotify, whatever that is. Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Spotify.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Snitcher, Titcher.
Yeah.
Fitcher, whatever the hell their name is.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
And you record it all right there.
Yeah.
Who else is with you?
Like if we record it on Monday, it'll show up Tuesday.
Who is with you?
It's a guy by the name of Ross Uglum.
Okay.
He's the head dude over at the Packer Report.
Oh, Packer
okay,
Report.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's big league.
Oh, yeah. Me and him, you know, we got good banter, but it ain't like how we do on here. So
you got any – what about the – you got any cartoon characters? You know, how they – you know – they have you running with a football or something like
no,
that?
No, I got a nice what's that thing, Chinese anime thing? Goku, what that is?
You know what the Goku is? Chinese anime?
I know about the Roku.
Who is it?
I just know the Roku.
It's a cartoon, man, with the little kid, Dragon Ball.
Oh, Dragon Ball
Dragon
Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
Man, get on out of here.
You almost said
got me looking crazy.
You almost said something. Well,
yeah. Yeah,
you almost said something.
Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z. So yeah. They made a character out of me.
Oh.
And that's our, it's pretty cool. I'll show it to you.
Yeah, show it to me.
I'll show it
Let's see if we can get
that's
it
That's sweet.
There.
That works
Dragon
out.
Ball
that's
Z.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
All right, now joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, talking a little bit of Packers football here inside the Bears Sunroom Studios, as we said. Ryan, appreciate the time, man.
Absolutely. You know, I got to say, I am literally starving right now. I'm talking hunger pains, so I would just like to thank you all for how detailed and frankly succulent everything was in the breakdown of that Wendy's meal.
Yeah, that's what we do.
You're welcome,
I appreciate
buddy.
It.
Now you can go to Wendy's and get dinner and you know, take
I'm driving,
all those pains.
I'm going to drive there right now.
Yeah, you should. Absolutely. All right, let's talk about Packers injury report that came out today. Any surprises on there for you or anything that stands out?
No. This is a team that's absent of a significant injury at this moment. Some maintenance stuff going on. Brian Bulaga was not participating in the early periods the media saw, but he was limited today, which means he came back after the media was excused from practice. Don't know what he did, but that's the biggest one. I mean, this is a team absent of a major significant injury.
What concerns do you have going into this game against the Redskins?
Very few. I don't know if I have any.
That's where
to
I'm
be honest at. With you. It's a terrible Washington team, so you know, the concern in this situation, I guess, is that a team just, you know, a heavy favorite doesn't show up and overlooks a much inferior opponent. But the reality is you look at the landscape of this conference right now, and it's pretty hard to overlook anybody because this is a good week where, you know, you're not even going against Washington. You're going against the other teams trying to buy for a 2 seed. You know, you got to win this game to do that. So this is just in the way of that, right? The other reality, and I think this is big, Monday night was big because now all the Packers got to do to win the NFC North is win the four games this season that they'll be favored to win remaining this season. This being one of them, this Washington game being one of them, Chicago, you know, obviously going forward, you know, they don't have to win week 16. Mm-hmm. They don't have to win that game. They can lose it in Minnesota, win the remaining games. They win the NFC North. So they've got to win this game to do that. So there's things they're playing for that prevent the overlooking. What concerns I have, I don't really have any. It would be a shock if this team did not win this week.
Ryan, I do have a question. Going into the bye week, the Packers were working on a few things, and then out of that bye week, you see the explosion plays happen again. George Kittle, 61-yarder this week or last week, the 43-yarder down the seam. It just seemed like to me the bend-don't-break defense is what's going to work, but is that sustainable once you start playing better quarterbacks and better teams?
No. No, they got to figure that out. You go to New Orleans in the divisional round against Drew Brees, and you're bending, you're going to be breaking a lot. They broke at the end against San Francisco. Played well at the beginning, broke against San Francisco. You do that against Russell Wilson, and the way he's playing right now, he's going to go all up and down the field on you if you bend. So that's something they've got to figure out, because when the calendar flips to January and you're going against elite quarterbacks and not rookie quarterbacks, it's an entirely different challenge. So I do think that the recipe is if they can figure out how to stay good in the red zone, you know, don't break, while getting after the quarterback and creating turnovers, that changes the conversation, because big plays, obviously, that's why they call them big plays. But I think that the yards is something that this defense needs. It would be much better for it if it figured out how to stop giving up explosive plays.
Talking with Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com here on the Wendy's Big Show. Woody, just what you outlined there, reading your article after the game on Sunday, and I know you were going back and forth with people on Twitter about it, about just trying to outline the way that this team, though, can make a successful run in the playoffs, and that's exactly it. Keeping the pressure on the quarterback in the red zone defense is the biggest key here. If they can keep people out there in the red zone and keep them what they're doing inside the 20, they will have some opportunity for success late in January. Am I wrong?
Oh, I think that's exactly right. Now, the big question about that, as I wrote after the game, is one thing to do that. This is the recipe, right? Red zone defense, harassing the quarterback, creating turnovers. It's one thing to do that against Daniel Jones. It's another thing to do that against all the quarterbacks that we're going to be seeing in the NFC playoffs. So can they follow that? Because if you're able to do those things, you give up 400 yards, with this offense, you should be able to win. If you're able to win the turnover battle, 3-0. If you keep the opposing offense out of the end zone, you should be able to win. 400 yards, you don't want to give it up. You should be able to win. So that's the recipe. Those are the ingredients. It's just a matter of whether they can do that against much better competition than a terrible, terrible Giants team.
Talking with Ryan Wood here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, and PackersNews.com. So the Washington Redskins, they want to run the football. What's the key to trying to slow that running game down?
Yeah, they're going to run it a lot. And the key is to be it's gap integrity. It's the thing that we've heard from this defense all year. And if they're able to do that, then they should be okay, because they've got a lot more talent pretty much everywhere. But defensive front, they should be fine against that offensive line. It's just a matter of doing your job. You're 1/11, as cliche as that is, your responsibilities, and not getting out of position and not beating yourselves. And when they've struggled with the run this year, that's why. They've beaten themselves. They've not been able to have every man be accountable for it, doing only his job and nothing more than his job. So if they're able to do that, they'll be fine. But they're going to get tested, because – they will run the football, Washington, a lot.
No, they will. And that goes to my point here. I mean, I saw some numbers out where they said the defense last year were better under Dom Capers than they are right now under Mike Pettine. I mean, and then also if you look at the special teams, they're saying that the special teams were better under Ron Zook than they are right now. I mean, would you ever thought this team could have 9 wins with that being staring you right in your face?
Here's one thing about the special teams, though.
Okay.
Yeah, the punt return team is historically bad. It has a chance to be the worst punt return team in the history of football. So I'm not saying that special teams have been good, but you've not been seeing near the penalties this year.
Okay.
On special teams that you saw.
That's a positive.
That's a big. You saw a ton of penalties, right?
Sure.
The last couple of years on special teams, you're not seeing that. So I think it's a little bit debatable. It depends on what area you look with the special teams to say that it's worse than it was in years past, because past couple of years, especially, has been really, really bad. With that said, no, I think this is a team that has played over its head a little bit. It's good because you don't get to be 9-3 and not be good.
Right.
But you look at where it ranks offensively, defensively, and with the historical ineptness in the return game, the inconsistency of the punter, there's a lot of average there, and 9-3 does not reflect average. So, you know, how have they been able to do that? Situationally, they've come up big in big spots. And when the game's on the line, they've made plays to win games. And at the end of the day, that matters a whole lot more than where they rank offensively, defensively, and special teams.
And that has to give you confidence if you're a Packer fan. I don't know exactly how it doesn't. If you see them make those kind of plays in big-time moments, that's what it comes down to in January, winning football games. Ryan, we'll talk to you on Friday. We're out here at the Toy Drive. We'll talk to you on Friday, get a prediction for you for Packers and Redskins, but you pretty much summed it up there. If they lose, we're all in some hot water on Monday.
I can't imagine a scenario short of injury where that happens. So, yeah, absolutely. Take care, guys.
Take it easy, Ryan Wood. Appreciate you being with us. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Want to thank Sight and Sound Solutions, Rapina Realtor Group at Caldwell Banker, Home Sale Realty, Walmart, Running Rebels Community Organization, and the Milwaukee Building and Construction Trade Council for being a supporter of our Toy Drive here. 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services. We'll talk next with Nancy Corum. She is the Chief Nursing Officer at Children's Wisconsin, also the Vice President. So she has a great amount of stories that everybody knows about in here. I get to experience it for the first time. Also got to experience Sunday Ticket last year for the first time. And, man, Sight and Sound Solutions knows what they're doing.
It's legitimate, and they still have their Black Friday special going right now that you could take advantage of. We're talking about AT&T and DirecTV. TV and the Internet for as low as $99 a month. You get the choice package with DirecTV, Fox Sports Wisconsin included, favorite baseball and basketball teams, NFL Sunday Ticket, remainder of the year for no extra cash whatsoever, free. And you get the NBA League Pass at no additional cost for the rest of the NBA season, too. And that's not all. You also get your pick of two of the following three: a free HD TV, a free Blu-ray player, or a $100 Visa gift card. Two of those three for free. All you have to do is call Al today at Sight and Sound Solutions. Would you rather call a 262 number? Talk to the local guy, Al, that's been doing this stuff for over 15 years. Of course you did. That's what I did, and I love my guy, Al, over at Sight and Sound Solutions, number one in customer service. Sight and Sound Solutions is a preferred retailer for AT&T, and thanks to them for being a sponsor of our Toy Drive once again this year, like Baby Tosh just said. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today at 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday Ticket. I'll make a renew to your season. Prevent the price throughout the season. Slate international games excluded. Remote access to one game at a time. Data charges may apply. Call for details.
It's the Wendy's Big Show live from the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services. You're listening to it on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.